Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. 766 days less the Russian invasion of Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky dismissed his first aide, longtime friend and business partner Sergei Shefir yesterday, reports LBUA. In addition to Shefir, the president also dismissed several advisors, including Mykhailo Radutsky, Sergei Trofimov, and Oleh Ustenko. The extra-budgetary commissioners for volunteer activities and for ensuring the rights of veterans, Natalia Pushkarova and Alena Verbitska, were also dismissed. In his union video address, Zelensky said that he continues to reboot the state institutions. Quote, several changes have been made this week, and there are still more decisions in preparation, unquote. Ukrainska Pravda sources reported that government reshuffling is anticipated soon as well. The president's team has yet to decide on specific steps, however, and the work on this issue is ongoing. The cabinet reshuffle is planned to be implemented as part of the reset of power, which began in February with the change of leadership of the Ukrainian armed forces, and proceeded in March with reshuffles in the National Security and Defense Council, the Foreign Intelligence Service, and the President's Office. The President of Ukraine thanked air defense units and energy workers for their efforts this week to prevent Russian hits and to deal with their consequences. Quote, I would like to thank everyone who works so hard to ensure that Ukraine can live normally, with power and the ability to work, in all cities and villages, unquote. The head of state informed that Ukraine sent necessary signals and concrete requests to all its partners who have the necessary air defense systems and missiles. Quote, America, Europe, and other partners all know exactly what we need, and they all understand how critical it is to assist Ukraine in defending itself against these strikes right now. I thank all leaders who are demonstrating leadership right now, especially those who truly uphold our agreements and keep their word, unquote. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Cabinet of Ministers supported the resolution that allows marriage to be concluded via video link in the DIA application, reports Ukrinform. Minister of Digital Transformation Mykhailo Fedorov said that this option will be especially relevant for military couples who are at a distance due to the war. He stated that this service will be secure and will have several stages of verification. The procedure will be conducted by a state representative and confirmed by electronic signatures. DIA is an official government application of Ukraine which contains a number of digital versions of documents like driver's license, ID, passport for travels abroad and others, as well as provides different services like registering a car or paying traffic fines. In 2023, DIA introduced the possibility to apply for marriage online, but you still need to come to the office to register it. Thank you for listening to the Highlights on Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just two people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.